it's in a lot of ways it's probably the new Harlem, because there's so much black talent that just exists in that one space, that one area.
My name is Jessica. This is my revisionist history assignment, Melanin Poppin'. The Harlem Renaissance in Harlem started after slavery was abolished and the booming of the 20s started. The movement was led by W.E.B. Du Bois. During this movement, black people moved to Harlem as a fresh start, which is also known as the Great Migration. Originally, Harlem was a white neighborhood, but was quickly taken over by black people. It was only 3 square miles, but over 175,000 people lived there. Even though it was a crowded area, everyone basked in the joy of being quote-unquote free people. Even though they were free, the KKK frequently terrorized the people. During the 20s, over 3 million people joined the KKK. Harlem was a city influenced with music, literature, and overall expression. Musically, many artists gained popularity, like Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Bessie Smith. Black art also gained popularity, made by artists such as Aaron Douglas, Louis Malloy Jones, and Augusta Savage. Even though Harlem is a very populated area today, technology has enabled anyone to be everywhere at any time. But Atlanta in particular has become inhabited with more black people and has displayed the same freedom of expression and culture. I interviewed Chandra Sparks Blonde, an author who writes books targeted to African American young adults.
I think probably in the last few years or so that Atlanta has probably become like a mecca for black people. It's in a lot of ways, it's probably the new Harlem, because there's so much black talent that just exists in that one space, that one area.
Atlanta has a population of 1,920,782 people, and 34% of them are black.
So, I mean, you have everything from acting to writing to producing. I mean, there's just so much going on there that, and all of it just celebrates black people, which I think is really, really cool.
Atlanta has many things that are deeply rooted in black history, such as Spelman, Morehouse, and Clark Atlanta, which are all HBCUs, which also means they're historically black colleges and universities. Atlanta is also known for its huge role in the film industry. Many movies have been filmed in Atlanta, like Black Panther, Marseille Martin's Little, and multiple Tyler Perry movies, including Madea, Acrimony, I Can Do Bad by Myself, and Nobody's Fool.
Well, I mean, I think thanks to last year's Black Panther, you definitely have that. So that was one of the biggest cultural things going on. I mean, it was just a movie celebrating black people, and not just, you know, in front of the camera, but behind the camera too.
Atlanta has also played a big part in the music industry. It helped kickstart several big names today, such as Migos, TLC, Usher, Outkast, and Jermaine Dupri. Atlanta has also provided a safe space for overall expression. With the use of social media, girls have been wearing African prom dresses, wearing headscarves and turbans, and embracing their natural hair. Atlanta has also been the host of many natural hair shows, including the Afrolicious Hair Expo, Braid Like a Boss Academy, and the hashtag ATL Natural Hair Pop-Up Salon. Women have also been wearing more expressive shirts that say phrases like melanin poppin', black no sugar, no cream, and even black girl nutrition facts. Atlanta also encourages expression with its prevalent street art. On many blocks, walls display larger than life murals of figures like Black Panther and Martin Luther King Jr.
I think it's probably being around like-minded people. You know, I think a lot of times we as blacks, when we go into situations, a lot of times we're the minority. And sometimes it's just good to be around places where, rather than just being tolerated, you're actually being celebrated. So I think that's what happens in Atlanta for a lot of people. You're around folks who not only look like you, but they think like you, and, you know, they have hopes and dreams like you. And
originally, Black people moved to Harlem as a way to reset their lives from slavery. By them returning down south, people are returning to their historical roots and still keeping the same cultural energy. No matter where we go, Black people always have managed to find a way to inhabit an area and transform it into their own space.